take the Bible, my brother, my sister, be connected in this atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. We are going to read Matthew chapter 28 from 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 28 from 1 to 8. Be connected, my brother, my sister. I believe you are now under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Our God is good. Someone gonna help me to read in French and in English. Matthew chapter 28 from 1 to 8. Matthieu chapitre 28 de 1 à 8. Mon frère, be connected, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like a lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like a dead man. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, ran to tell his disciples." Amen.
Amen. Be connected. Choir, please. Let us be connected. Let us worship the Lord just for 1 minute and meditate on the word of God, please. Matthew chapter 28 from 1 to 8. Resurrection. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. You are Yahweh. are Yahweh. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your presence. Thank you for peace in the heart of everyone. Thank you for peace in the heart of everyone. Thank you, Lord. I believe you have renewed your love in the heart of everyone. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this word. Thank you. Thank you, Master Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us applaud, Holy Ghost. Applaud. Yes. Rejoice in the Lord. Now, may you have a seat. My brother, my sister, thank you for your cooperation. Now, you are happy in your heart. It is time now to hear the word of God. I will be short today. I will not take time, I believe, by the grace of God. Then we are going to introduce the word of God that we're going to deliver our heart, that will deliver our body, our spirit, and soul. I will preach in English and in French because of our brothers and sisters from different parts of European countries. They speak only French. This service is live broadcasted right now on YouTube. The name of the channel is Wax On, OUAKSON. On Facebook, the name of the page is The Perfect Healer. And on our radio channel, Podbean, the name of the channel, it is Healing Sermons. I greet everyone following this service on Podbean channel, on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, Amazon. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I greet my brother, my sister, everyone who is here. Thank you for your presence and your contribution. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless the choir team and the technical team who have made this to happen technically. For the service to be live broadcasted, it needs a talent for this to happen. I bless the Holy Ghost for the internet connection that is enabling everyone to follow this service from different parts of the world. Our God is good. Not everywhere in the world, people, they are celebrating Easter. As we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, there is the anointing that is released from above and to bless everyone. It's not the place that matters, but it is the availability of the heart of everyone gathering together and in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what matters. Oui. Nous venons de lire Matthieu 28, de 1 à 8. We have just read Matthew chapter 28, from 1 to 8. We understand here that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is resurrected. The disciples of Jesus Christ, they did not understand that this will happen. Though they knew it before, but they did not believe that really it will happen. We can see the disciples of Jesus Christ, they were disappointed to see their master dying, suffering on the cross of Calvary. A man who was doing a miracle, performing a miracle, is now on the cross of Calvary, the lamb upon the cross, and dying and crying, my father, why did you abandon me? You and I, we can't reach the second glory if we don't pass through challenge. The disciples of Jesus Christ, they were walking with Jesus Christ, they were miracles. But the day he suffered on the cross of Calvary, they start doubting. What's happening now? The master is the master, master. They forgot that it was the plan of God. Apostle Peter even abandoned Jesus Christ. He denied Jesus Christ. Many of us deny God when they encounter problems. Many of us, we deny men of God when they are in troubles. And we forget that problem, persecution, trials, they are steps of upliftment. Problem,
troubles, persecution, trials, they are steps of upliftment. If you and I, we know how God operates, you can't reach the second glory if you don't pass through a trial. It's not possible. When we watch movies, you can't see an actor killing the enemy just freely. There must be a battle. There are many bodyguards he must kill. Number one, step number three, step number four, until he's gonna reach to the final step. The final step is the challenge. The challenge has increased. I am here taking advantage of Easter to motivate someone. Problems does not exclude us from Christianity. Rather, problem make us closer to God, you, the true Christian. Because when you face the challenge, you face the problem, what will you do? You will come closer to God, like what King David did. The disciples of Jesus Christ here, they are busy doing the stuff, the business. Apostle Peter start thinking which type of business he's gonna do. Which type of business I'm gonna do? The master's dead. I have to go back to do fishing. I have to go back doing fishing. Apostle Peter forget that there will be resurrection power to resurrect the Lord. But thank God. I understand, my brother, my sister, that the perfect evangelist is a woman. The perfect evangelist is a woman. I'm talking evangelism. In the Bible, we understand that women, they supported Jesus Christ in the work of evangelism. Women. In the church, if you have five or six women, mothers, and if they are connected in the work of God, I am telling the truth, they will do a very good job of evangelism. The church will grow. Women, they have power. There is a power in a woman. Naturally, a woman has a power. There is a power in a woman. And that power, it is flexible. That is what is dangerous. Follow me, I'm about to finish my message. Woman has a power. It's a natural power. That power, what is dangerous, is flexible. The power which is in a woman can be used for good or for evil. Now, only a woman who is a believer will exercise the natural power which is in her for the glory of God. Pay attention if you are with a woman who is not a Christian, who does not fear God. Don't neglect the power which is inside her. Every woman, they have a power. The power to build, the power to destroy. The Bible is saying a wife, a good wife, build the house, but the bad one will destroy. There is a power in a woman. I pray as we celebrate Easter, you, my sister, following this message, you, my sister, understand that there is a power in you. Accept Jesus Christ for that power to be used for the glory of God. You see, women here in the Bible, Mary Magdalene and other Mary, they went to the tomb to visit the dead, the tomb of Jesus Christ. There was no idea, let us go to see the resurrection. No, no, no. For them, it was something not possible. It never happened. The idea for them to go is to go with a beauty item to beautify. There was no idea that the Lord will be resurrected, even though he told them about that. There are certain miracles, my brother, my sister, you and I, we don't believe. When we say that we are here and many angels they are here, we will not understand because you don't see them. Remember, one day in the church, I was preaching and delivering a sister. The sister was a prophetess. The sister saw many angels in the church. Me, I did not see. Other people did not see. But God can open the eyes of a person to see something. Many angels in the church. When I was busy delivering, meaning that when we do deliverance, we are not alone. There are powers that are there to assist the men of God to deal with the demons. But since we don't see, we don't understand, we don't believe. We need to see so that we can believe. Let us believe even though we don't see. Those women, they forgot that Jesus Christ will resurrect. Let us go to see the resurrection. They went just to beautify the tomb, the body. By the time they went down there, they saw the tomb was no more there. Jesus Christ was no more there. The tomb is open. There was an angel of God that came from heaven who rolled back the stone. That's where we are. I'm going to talk about now the stone to end the service. This sermon. There was an angel from heaven that came to roll back the stone. I will now talk prophetically about the stone. The women that saw the angel, they asked themselves, what happened? The stone is no more there. The angel rolled back the stone. The title of my sermon is The Angel Rolling Back the Stone. The angel rolling back the stone. Stone, my brother, my sister. Stone here is interpreted in double side. The first side, stone represents the rock, represents Jesus Christ, the Word of God. The Word of God, like in the desert, where we saw Moses operated miracle because of the stone. Water came from the stone. The stone is the Word of God. As Jesus Christ said, you are Peter under the rock. You are Peter under the rock. You are Peter under the rock. I will build up my church. So stone, prophetically, is the Word of God, is Jesus Christ, is the foundation of our Christian life. The other side, since Jesus Christ has proved to us that the devil is the competitor, stone here also represents the devil. That is why death, it is for the devil. Life is for Jesus Christ. That is why there is a stone when a person dies, because death is not for Jesus Christ. Death, it is for the devil. The devil is the one who controls death. He's the prince of this world. He's attached to death, not to life. And that death we are talking about, it is a spiritual one. Because not the body that is dead, but when the spirit is dead, Jesus Christ is saying the person is dead. When the spirit is alive, while the body is dead, Jesus Christ is saying you are asleep. You are asleep. You are not dead. Uh-oh. This is wonderful. Now, we understand that the stone in the side of the devil is used when the person is dead. Lazarus, in the Bible, when he died, Jesus Christ was not there. They put a stone. He died. Lazarus was a good person. He died. They said, Jesus Christ, Lazarus is suffering. He's suffering. He said, oh, Lazarus. They say, Lazarus is dead. No, Lazarus is just sleeping. Why sleeping? Because Lazarus was a Christian, a believer. He was a Christian, he was a believer. Jesus Christ said, he's still sleeping. He's just sleeping. He's not dead. Now see what happened. When they buried down Lazarus, they put a stone. Why did they put the stone? Because the stone is connected to death. That stone is the stone of the devil. It's not the stone of Jesus Christ, the rock. Because the stone of Jesus Christ gives the water, gives the life, gives the word of God. But the stone that they put in the graveyard is the stone of death. It's a very evil culture. It's an evil culture. That stone, it means that you and I, when you have a problem, when I have a situation, people, they put a stone on me. That stone is prophetically explained like gossip, gossip, mockery. You have a situation, you have a problem, you go and explain your situation to a brother. When just you turn your back, you say, see, we told him, I told you, the man will have a problem. He's so proud. This is what happened. They start mocking at you. That is a stone. You have a situation, you have a problem. People that are supposed to motivate you, to encourage you, to give you good advice, to help you get out of stress. But what they do, they put more stress. They mock at you, they laugh at you, they run away from you, they even avoid you, they don't want to see you. You are no more important. Remember what happened to Job. Job suffered. He suffered. But his friend, best friend, that they did not come to help him. They just put a stone on him. Stone means here mockery, laughing at him, accusing him of things he did not do. That is a stone. Lazarus is dead. They put a stone. Jesus was came. He looked at Lazarus in the tomb. He cried. He cried because he remembered he was a good person, Lazarus. He cried. But there was a stone. Jesus Christ knew that the miracle must happen. A miracle must happen. But what to do? For the miracle to happen, number one, I have to remove the stone. Because if I don't remove the stone, I will not be able to command Lazarus to resurrect. You, my brother, my sister, we have a problem, you have a situation. The enemy of our lives, they might have stolen our blessing and they put it somewhere in the altar and they put a stone so that no matter how you're going to pray, that thing that belongs to you will not come back. For that thing to come back prophetically, and they say that there is a stone the devil put there that must be removed. I believe I'm speaking to someone who can understand the message. Prophetically, there is a stone that the enemy put. That's why you see heaviness. Heaviness. Even to pray, it becomes a problem. You wake up in the morning, you want to pray. You are heavy. There is a stone the devil put on the person. You are not heavy. Even though they give a prophecy to you, you are suffering of this. You have this spirit. You have this spirit. Get delivered, my brother, my sister. You're going to say, no. No, I don't believe. I don't have it. I don't have this spirit. No. Some people, they know they have that spirit, but they don't have the desire to seek for deliverance. It's a stone. Stone gives the people the characteristic of proud. Stubbornness is a stone. Proud, stubbornness, that is a stone. He knows the situation. He knows the problem. But then, he is not taking the decision to stand up, to arise, for him to shine. It's a stone. The Bible is saying, arise and shine. So meaning that you have to arise. What is making you not to arise? Is a stone. It's a spiritual stone, the demonic stone that the devil has put on our marriages, on our business, on our career, on everything we do. You want to raise up, but you are failing to raise up. You are just struggling. You are just struggling. There is a spiritual stone, a demonic stone, preventing you and I to excel. Begin to understand this. While I'm preaching this message, exercise the anger of the Holy Ghost to deal with every stone preventing your destiny to resurrect. There is a stone preventing your destiny, your marriage, your career, your business, your job, your wife, your marriage, whatever the Lord has given to you. You don't see it excelling. You don't see it getting promoted. There is a stone. You need, first of all, to remove that stone. My brother, my sister, we understand this. The stone was removed. The stone of Lazarus was removed, not by the angel, not by Jesus, but by people around Jesus Christ. He said, remove the stone. Because he knew if he removed it himself, Lazarus couldn't have died again for the second time. He died. After that, he died again. But the stone of Jesus Christ, on the tomb of Jesus Christ, was removed by God himself in the presence of the angel from heaven. I command by the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, let every blessing of us, our destiny, which has been buried down in the tomb, and the stone on top of the tomb, the command is that every destiny of our life, our blessing, our marriage, our career, our business, every destiny of our life to be resurrected by the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I command the stone to be removed. Let the angel of the mighty God come down to remove the stone for my destiny to be free. To remove the stone for my life to be free. To remove the stone for my career to be free. That is the prayer you and I, we are going to do from today. As we understand that there is a stone. Comme nous avons compris qu'il y a une pierre. Regarde bien, ma soeur, mon frère. Je termine ici. On parle ici de Easter. We speak about Easter and Passover. Apparently, when you talk about Easter, it's a Passover. When you talk about Passover, it is Easter. But I will just explain a slight difference between Easter and Passover. The Passover, it is a celebration to honor the deliverance of the children of Israel from Egypt. Because the children of Israel, they were in Egypt, in captivity. Now, God delivered them through the prophet Moses. And he said, every year, celebrate the Passover. Every year, celebrate the Passover. That was the command of the Lord. Every year, celebrate the Passover. To remember the deliverance. Because they were in Egypt, they were suffering there. God now sent Moses, the prophet, to deliver them. And he said, since I have delivered you, remember me every year to celebrate the Passover. So the time came where Israel was preparing the Passover. And that time, exact time, is the time Jesus Christ of Nazareth was arrested. I'm mixing things here now. Please follow me. Because every year they have to celebrate Passover. Now the time came, they have to celebrate Passover. It is that same time they arrest Jesus Christ. My brother, you understand? Now, the law of Moses was saying that when you celebrate Passover, you must kill a lamb. An animal must die as a sacrifice. An animal must die as a sacrifice. So on the day of the Passover, there is an animal. Even though the children of Israel, they killed their animals, but spiritually speaking, there was a real lamb during that same moment. The lamb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There were animals, people that were killing in their families, but there was at the same time one lamb, the universal lamb, the unique lamb. In every family, there were lamb, they were killing to celebrate Passover. But during that same moment, they arrested Jesus Christ. Because God wanted Jesus Christ to be the lamb upon the cross for the deliverance of everyone, for the deliverance of children of Israel, for your deliverance and my deliverance. By the time they celebrate the Passover, it's the same time they arrested Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, Jesus Christ here is killed. So, spiritually speaking, the lamb was killed. And that lamb is the universal lamb. In many families, there were lambs they killed. But God did not see it. During that moment, God saw only one lamb, universal lamb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the lamb that was killed. But Passover is the celebration of the deliverance of the children of Israel. So everything is mixed together. It seems like there is a confusion. But there is a difference here. The point here is that Passover and Easter were included together. Why? Because God has given us the lamb in the time of a Passover celebration. Do you understand, my brother? Our God is marvelous. Our God is marvelous. Our God was no more satisfied. Because the sin during that time were only covered, not forgiven. The children of Israel, they were committing sin every time. Because they believed that since they have all animals, they can use animals to do sacrifice. I can sin today, tomorrow I have my animal by the side there, then I really can do that. I can sin today, tomorrow I can use my animal to present to God for God to forgive. God said, no, enough is enough. I'm tired of this type of lamb. He said, when you bring your animal for sacrifice, I see it like a dog with a broken leg. He was tired. When you come to present the lamb for sacrifice, I see it like a dog with a broken leg, meaning that I can't take it. This time around, I need the real lamb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So when people they were celebrating Passover, they are busy plotting to kill Jesus Christ. God said, that is what I need. People they did not understand. God said, that is what I need. That's what I need. They killed Jesus Christ. The third day, Jesus Christ resurrected, and the lamb was free. When he resurrected with our business, with our lives, with our career, with our destiny, with our health, good life, security, prosperity, every good deed that the Lord prepared for us resurrected. Because the tomb was open. the stone was removed. So Jesus was resurrected with our blessing, with our belonging, with our destiny. That is the message, my brother, my sister. I have finished my message. Let us stand up, my brother, my sister. I finish my message. I believe you have understood. You thank God. Begin to think in your heart. Begin to meditate. Begin to meditate. Meditate. See what God has done. He has Jesus Christ, his son, his only begotten son, just for you and I to be free, to be delivered. Begin to see the love of Jesus Christ. To accept, to suffer on the cross of Calvary. Begin to see the love of God, to accept, to expose his son. Begin to see. Roll back the stone, Jehovah.
Yes,
roll back this stone, Jehovah. Roll back this stone. The stone on my marriage. The stone on my career. The stone on my business. The stone on the ministry. I want this stone of death to be removed. Roll it back. Roll it back. Pray. Pray. My father, remove this stone. Remove this stone. The stone of death on my marriage. Remove it. The stone of death on my marriage. Remove it. The stone of death on the business, remove it. The stone of death on our career, on our ministry, remove it, Lord. Father, Lord, remove this stone. Send your angel, to remove this stone. Now the stone is removed. Thank you, Master Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Acclamons pour le Seigneur Jésus.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.